Look ahead. Just want one thing to be. I think a lot of us were surprised when you guys got the ball after the fumble. You threw three straight passes. Can you tell us the thinking there?
Well, we had a plan going in. What were the best plays were in that part of the football field, and unfortunately, we didn't punch it in.
But I think a lot of us expected you guys would try and keep the ball on the ground. But in that case, as you look at the defense and that sort of thing, you felt the passes were the best way to go.
Yeah, from the game plan, we took our shots for what we wanted to do and going into the game. And that's what, those are the first plays we're going to call.
Looking ahead, what do you see in the Bengal defense?
Well, they've done a great job. Coach Zimmer does a great job there. He always has, and he's very aggressive. They're very disciplined in what they do. They don't give up a lot of big plays. They've done a good job in the past couple of years, too, of creating turnovers, stripping the football. They've got a good secondary and a very aggressive front. They actually play with eight guys up front. They rotate those guys, and they got eight guys, defensive linemen, that come after the quarterback every snap and do a good job playing the run, and aggressive linebackers.
Yeah, eight guys up front could be hard to run the ball again, you would think.
Well, when I'm talking about eight guys, I'm talking about rotating. They played four different defensive linemen at different times, and they've got eight good defensive linemen that they all play.
I heard Kyle after the Raiders game talk about the Raiders having five down linemen, five guys with a hand in the ground. How surprising was that? How unusual is that? And how big of an adjustment was that?
Well, for an opener, you're always going to expect something different. Every team, we did some things we hadn't shown in the preseason either. And every team's going to come in the opening game and do something different. And so we tried to take advantage of it. And towards the one time we threw the ball to Willis, we went empty on them and make them spread out and put 96 out there in space. And so that was just something, an adjustment you have to make. But we have our rules up front to how to block that front. And we made the adjustment accordingly.
Make it tougher to run the football?
No, they only did a couple snaps. And it was for certain personnel groups that they were doing it against. So we knew when that came up, we made the adjustment on the sideline. If this happens again, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to block it. And that's all part of the game.
Like with Noshon down a little bit, I think Willis has been 3 years since he's had one time, I think, more than 16 carries. How much of a workload do you think he can handle if Noshon is down?
Well, he'll take as much as he can get. And it's the same thing we're going to have. Like Coach Fox always said, it's the next man up. And so Lance Ball is going to have to step up, and he'll take the rotation. Willis will go the same way we would if it was him and Noshon going. As long as he's fresh, he'll stay in there. And then when he needs a break, Lance will go, and we'll just keep rolling him.
Do you think he can still be a 20?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, he can do that.
Right now you got three healthy receivers on the 53-man. Is that enough to get through the game?
Yeah, we've got plenty of players. Everyone goes through this at some time during the season, and we have to make adjustments accordingly through a game plan. And the fortunate thing is we got three good tight ends that can play in different sets and formations we want to get them into. Spencer Larson can do a lot of things. I'm not saying that he's a receiver or the tight ends are the same as receivers, but we've got plenty of talent around here. We just got to do everything and execute things better.
Coach, you expect to feature Julius Thomas more? It just seems like when he was in there, he wasn't necessarily targeted, and he wasn't in there very much.
Well, we had certain plays in there for him, and then, each game plan, depending on what they're going to do. We threw one ball to Daniel Fells there where we were putting him in, try to get him matched up on a linebacker or a secondary, and they played a split safety defense, so we went the other way with it. But each guy will have their little package from week to week, and we'll try to, use those guys' talent as much as possible.
What do you do to remedy some of the drops
you could use for Tebow that would have fit?
Well, we're going to go into game plan each week and do what we think is best for the football team.
What do you do to remedy some of the drops that you had on your guess?
Catch it. I'm saying, no one tries. I mean, hey, this is the game of football, and guys are going to make mistakes. I'll make a call that I'd like to have back, come Sunday or Monday morning, Tuesday morning this week, whatever that is. That's all part of the game. They're going to make a lot more positive plays for us, and then everyone's going to drop ball from time to time. Unfortunately, we drop way too many.
Coach, it's said sometimes that the biggest improvement comes between week one and week two.
Yeah.
On a short week, would you expect that progression?
Without a doubt. We're going to get better each week as we get going. It was a unique year for everybody, and unfortunately, we just didn't make enough plays the other night. They were there. I could do a better job putting the players in a position to be successful on certain calls that I wish I had back. But like I said, that's going to be every game. Players are going to make mistakes every game. We just got to minimize those mistakes now and move on, learn from the mistakes we made last week, and get better. And it's not always the team that plays the best the first week. We got to just improve each week. And as the season gets long, you got to get better every week. And that's the key in this business, is just to continue to get better and don't make the same mistakes over and over again.
like you talk about balance and that kind of thing. Obviously, that went out the window this week. Mm-hmm. But how difficult was it to play call when you had as many second and 15s and third and 10s as you guys had?
It's never easy in that situation. You know, we played the game in second and third and long. To our team's credit, we were 46% on third down as long as they were. So they deserve a lot of credit. We got to minimize those penalties, those mistakes, the sacks. I can help them with some protection things there. But that's all part of it. And we had to adjust. So, you know, the key is to stay ahead and down and distance in this business. It's hard enough as it is to gain first downs, but when you put yourself in that position, it gets difficult. And you got to mix things in. And we struggled running the ball early on, so then we went into a no-huddle type situation at the end of the first half and moved the ball a little bit here and there. We continue to do it in the second half, and but we got to run the ball more.
Do you look at the penalties as a first game, you know, the speed of the game from a first, you know, regular season game, or a little concern up front, you know, those penalties occurred?
No, those are going to happen. And unfortunately, when you play a team like the Raiders, you know, you got to be smart. And you got to do the right thing. And, you know, we had some silly penalties, whether it was jumping off sides or we had a number of holding penalties. Those are all things we can eliminate. We just got to be smarter and be more disciplined up front.
Mike, you talk about using that no huddle. Mm-hmm. It sounds like kind of excessive for the situation, but is it something that you like and might want to use, you know, more?
Well, when you have an experienced quarterback, the good thing is you have full control with him going out there and running it. So it was easy for us when we weren't doing a lot early on in the game to say, okay, hey, let's change and let's go to that. You know, let's get them, not let them substitute as much. You know, keep their, you know, stick their guys in the field. If they want to sub guys, you know, they got to run them in, on and off the field. So we thought it was to our advantage. And, you know, we had some success doing it. But like we just talked about, we were in second and long, third and long too often. We have to have more success on first down. And that helps when you run the football.
How much better player now is Eric Decker than he was last year at this time?
He's, you know, it's all about experience in this league. It's hard for rookies to come in and dominate and just take over the game. There's so much to learn. The game's different. The players are better. They're bigger, faster, stronger. And as a young rookie, you just learn every week. And so the more snaps you get, the better he's going to be. And that's shown this year. You know, he made a lot of big plays for us the other night in the game. And in practice every day, he works his tail off for us. And, you know, he's going to have a great year.
Can you talk about Orlando Franklin's development?
Very similar to, I think, you compare him to Zane and JD last year. I think every week he plays, he's going to get better. The speed of the game is different for him, even though he played in a, you know, good conference in college and everything, but there's a lot to learn. He's going to see more on a weekly basis. He's playing against some of the best pass rushers every week, so it's not an easy job out there. So we got to do a better job of helping him a little bit, but he'll get better each week, I think.